Okay, I'm going to read this one. I'll read the first two. A symphony of hate and pain. The story contains material that may be inappropriate for more sensitive auditors. Unannounced inspections may occur. First thing, I drink a beer, smoke weed, which is bad. I want to play loud music. We can't do that. I want to sit on the porch. Can't do that no more. Which is, God bless you, see you soon. Selling drugs and pussy to keep it real. Your initial point of contact, if you're not satisfied, your utility liaison, will go directly between you and all assembling, installing, and dismantling. You do a lot of talking, but got no action. I wrote this because I love you. Okay, eventually we're going to marry, but you can't rush into it. If you leave me, I'll kill you, is our commitment, more or less. Or, worth some end, hanging devices approved because a state must be created, a will to serve the motherland guidelines. Efficient communication makes possible the disposal of little tricks nasty kids pull by licensed tollers, designed for use. The client is responsible, as in first come, first serve, simple as pick points, prefabricated and ready to use. In the south parts, we found no inhabitants, but by exact placement of obsession and torment, we began to ensure minimum stress. There is to be no hanging from any fixtures, supporting frameworks, roots above the water, no program of gas, no protection. Wings of the war pump.
Designed to perform, so that it seemed nature hath facilitated in commodity. Sharp, cold lines, routine operations. This is all very clear when we stop and reflect. If no irrefutable referent be at hand, the representative should seek to ruin all memory. Learning instead from among them avoids controversy, the naughty substitute in various roles. Language is a boot of other things, foreign as the 4-H members determined. To reproduce by mass. By our own unaided exertions, although mere utility, they answer, persuasion may or may not work. Click here to find out more. This is what liberals act like. Rental people are homeless motors, show pets like us, running through the labor. Electrical as a hoist used to truss livestock, a rigged utility dog. Likely air attacks will target long-range system rockets that typically would be using special munitions. That would aim to incinerate the last element, defense. A credible position means saying, second resolution, to ignore the contents. I would say, fear provides one useful product. I thought, how come the police gave chemical weapons the press and print? We come to the moment where the tribunal stands, not part of the government. The terrorist didn't know a relation between administration and crime, between designed and adopted for hanging.
Shit, dude, doing something now. It's getting good.
Bahamas next. Cartons, pallets, mylar balloons, stuffed in little nooks and crannies. I take it, you stuff it up somewhere. I buy it, you shuffle off the event floor. This is a demonstration device, performing voice and data, drawing power from hookups and interconnections, from dark, spring, and light, compressing air, water, electrical, and cable, highly staged as the certificate of an accident. Service managers in yellow or blue, electricians in dark blue, plumbers of the royal services in green. Each port contains a subtlety, the fever glow of books above the waterline. They didn't really care for the music that sounds from far. The pipe, the tabor, and the trembling crowd, down 35th, the ancient dreams of youth and power, great in extreme circumstances and with prior approval. But we understand your theory is incomplete. Focus now on venting, obnoxious as credit cards on file at the service desk, but necessary against smoke and heat as whatever standard they give you. Our present state of enlightenment is political and so works in sympathy with all others. Economic capacity, interconnecting succor to excess, their anchoring for this is done by focus. Good morning. Good morning. Your anchoring and drilling, my dear, penetrate Hollywood so superbly. It may be necessary for you to demonstrate your equipment. Evict me, but I'll not go against form. That mysterious ultimate touch tone, which like a principle rises from where it is anchored to the base. And that you should live to revel in such wickedness, it is necessary you leave behind no lines save your own.
You see, it's ironic at this point because all of the lines are, all of the language in this text is from like utility manuals that I just downloaded onto the computer and then erased the parts I didn't like, basically. You know, I mean, I rearranged some of them, but so the point is like none of them are my own. But that is like the people really have that like moral attitude. This is about the moral attitude of like of William Carlos Williams to poetry. If like you want to be a moral fucking person, you better fucking not plagiarize people. You know what I mean? Only your own lines, only your own observations. Because there's that great part where he like throws the book at Eliot because he's like, you are a fucking plagiarist. Like, I can't stand you. You know what I mean? Which I feel like is very revealing of like Williams, you know?
Right.
That it had to be from the world. It had to be like something that existed out in the world itself and not something that was like existed in another text, which is really interesting, you know, just in terms of like objectivism and then where it like turns into Zukoski like writing from text again. But like understanding Williams' principles still apply, right? Like the texts themselves are like also part of the world.
Yeah, they're, you know, out there, I mean, just as much as any.
He understands them as sort of like material things.
Right. Yeah, like Zukoski writing through the newspaper, right? I mean, just like that's a part of it. That's
right.
You know.
Which is like very different, I think, from like how Eliot approached it. You know what I mean? Eliot was like, I'm gonna flip back through the history of like British literature and find this line here from William Shakespeare. You know what I mean? I will put it in there. Like, he wasn't part of the world. It was part of like this poetic tradition that would like existed outside of the world.
Well, it's all a part of that transcendental impulse in Eliot and Pound both, whereas Zukoski is apprehending things directly as they, you know,
material in life.
Yeah, whereas, you know, in Eliot, that same gesture, which does happen in Eliot, but it's always like in terms of like, look at the horrible malformation of the culture that, you know, I mean, like, it's all about degradation and decline, you know.
Exactly.
Whereas the utility manual is an attempt to grasp, right, the materials of some kind of materials in the culture, right? To how to use something, right? But you know, people don't look at the manuals either. I mean, some people, I do.
Yeah.
So the manual always speaks, but
yes, exactly. It doesn't speak of itself.
Yeah.
You would hope, because it imagines itself to like speak.
Yeah. It speaks in hopes of having a useful application in the world, but it doesn't have any authority.
No, that's true. Totally a bridge. It's totally a bridge between, like, because it's like the utility manual is like the bridge that connects people to like institutions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because like there's an institution and it has to find a way to get you to interact with it. Like usually because like it's selling you a commodity and
right.
You don't know how to fucking what to do with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like. Twist off the pop. Don't shake this and just twist the pop off. This one you have to pop the pop. You know what I mean? It's like little tiny instruction manuals that are like don't back your car onto the street without looking both ways, you dumb son of a bitch. And it's like, so it's like bridging the auto industry and like the actual person who has to use it.
There's also, what was it in here from the pier? At Chicago?
Oh, well, because it, like, the primary text here is this instruction manual for putting on exhibits at Navy Pier in Chicago, which is why I started to, I was originally writing this, like, I was like, I want to write this sort of war response poem, and I also, like, I, like, really bizarrely, Amy and I started finding ourselves hanging out at Navy Pier, which is this, like, big tourist attraction, you know? Well. And it's just like this really awful. It's like the tourist sites in like every.
Right. It's totally city, horrible. It's, you know, like going to Fisherman's Wharf.
Exactly.
Right?
Fisherman's Wharf is exactly the same thing. And Navy Pier was in fact like one of the very, very first ones ever built in America. It's like Coney Island was built, and then Navy Pier was built like 10, 20 years later. But unlike Coney Island, which like they like made money off of not keeping themselves updated, mm-hmm. you know, because they came like a tourist attraction by which you see history. Like places like Navy Pier, like in San Francisco, also like they just kept updating. So now they're like totally full of McDonald's and just like off the track, you know. For some reason, we were like going on our walks, and we just always ended up going to Navy Pier because there's like a lot of people there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's like
yeah.
no one else out and about in Chicago usually, but like when it's really cold, there's always people in Navy Pier. There's a big indoor auditorium. So I was going to write about that just in terms of like this kind of military poem, but then I ended up writing this thing that's based on the instruction manual for like putting on shows there, because they have like garden shows and flower shows and auto shows and that sort of thing, you know. But I would also like to point out that these are the actual prices that you get paid as a Navy Pier exhibitor. There are plumbers and electricians and carpenters who help people put up shows, which is basically straight time is $77 an hour, which I feel like is pretty motherfucking good.
Yeah.
That is what the unions can get you, my friends. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we're talking about, $139 overtime. An hour. Shit.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That's good. You know? These people are, you know, these are like the electricians mostly, I think.
So help me, I went there. Credibility, or credibility gap, that you particularly filled, Secretary Schultz, off to meet with him that had not, at the time that he had said they were using them. I was certainly aware of that. I didn't say I was aware. I said I was not aware, and that I had some burden still to bear. You were there and met the man. I know the interview, this is funny. I've listened to this.
You said this to me.
Yeah. You were there and met the man. I was there. Intent on the event detail, you respect yourself as a home. People you don't like or stuff going on. My concern would be, despite credit on file with us, black men. I stopped by today to complete the installation. The official contractor provides overall in regard to light and hard wiring in the exhibit hall throughout the service. It is the exhibitor's responsibility to pick up excess debris. Excess debris means literature by those who work across traditional union lines.
And this is Abby Hoffman's advice for how to dodge the draft. Check off as many items on the draft form means as can't be verified when given the forms. Suicide, dizzy spells, bedwetting, dope addiction, homosexuality, hepatitis. It's like really, he's really thought it through. He's really
yeah.
smart. He's like, what are the things that they can't immediately verify? You know what I mean? But which you could put down. It's really, he's like really thinking the situation through. Be able to drop a few symptoms on the psychiatrist to back up your story of reception by a cold and brutal society, man, that was indifferent, from a domineering father that beat you and mother that didn't understand anything. Let him pry things out of you if possible. He's like, it's like a few sentences to give you the total tactics. Like, here's the symptoms to manifest, here are the reasons behind them, and here's the performance of self you need to, like,
to
go in with those symptoms. And I feel like that's so fucking smart.
It's really interesting to have this alongside or like accompanying you know, material that is instructions on how to put on a show.
Yes.
And here's Abby Hoffman, who's
yes.
all
it's
about
like,
politics as theater.
Show.
Like, uh-huh. here's how you put on, this is uh-huh. this is the show called I'm Not Getting Drafted.
That's right. That's you exactly know. Right. Exactly. Anyway, I'm moved to keep reading. Why not?
Good.
But, you know, don't feel obliged to it. You know, say or not say or anything like that, you know what I mean? Guitar is strummed according to the blueprints, which show location, size, the need of draft inducers, and girls who will plunge into whirling sand despite incurring additional labor charges. A unit foreman don't know nothing about the West welding to the East. It's been a week since I've been home, and my ignorance is appalling, a constant pressure of 100 pounds PSI. Pretty soon, I needed something to do. This is the part where it gets Dickensian, because Dickens was a big utilitarian, right? So this is like Pip's story, you know, from Great Expectations. Pretty soon, I needed something to do. Needed to find a job, go to school. No cable, no VCR. After that, the spirit of wine and tobacco walks in your brain. The tavern door shut upon your back, and passing within cubic feet, an exhibitor requiring a second heir, a favor. The path is steep, roaring waters bear upon the traveler's mind like winter mist upon the mountain peaks. If not sick in bed, happy looking out the window, keep lit a wax taper, and it will bring a hot water heater, or you may rent one. If a heater is necessary, do not forget a 208-volt power feed running less amperes than the dryer in the basement floor port power system. The constant pressure sits on her like a coat. He feels responsible, the bearer to whom it falls. Historically simple as farmers, our tendency was to believe the business meeting, the family installed before the equipment was removed, our peculiar interest from the event acknowledged and disregarded. Unless you assume it was self-protection, perfect enlightenment, perhaps, or great experience. Something each evening just to keep it fresh and clean.
You want to try one together? Mm-hmm. Like line for line?
Okay, you do the, let's do it stanza by stanza.
Okay.
Avoid contact, fire beams.
If she's not there, drop a dime, dial the operator. Say you have 10 pence worth of natural gas, acetylene, hydrogen, methane, alive above a 4-inch drain.
The floor port is a 2x2-foot square housing new freedom from negativity. The war was mounted.
A movement, but beautiful, like a good tape recorder, used for wooing with purity, foul pride.
Recording a quarter of the sounds constitutes a legal day's work. The usage to bring her up to date with the rest of government employees. A body of people bound by adequately clean floor vent lines, by blood installed before.
The greatest number of the good can be attained.
The exhibitor must, as must the operator, hear ring the bells.
Good, sweet little baby, meanest thou to cry? We know what sort of animal man can be. Income month to month without great unhappiness.
Disclosing the muleta, which he now held in his left hand, and skirts without the use of staples, snaps, or Velcro, for greater efficiency installing and dismantling the materials.
Exhibitionists must submit blueprints, and for 60 days prior to the show, permit the luxury of individual calamity.
So I created a generic reply to all. Each day this exercise became more formal. I learned that thousands of off-the-cuff daily people were reading my impressions. Some of them even turned up in Australian disaster assessments. What began as an emotional exercise for friends has, without intent, gone very public. I thought it best to post them as missives for the record.
Civilians have no protective suits or masks.
Lumber skids and pallets, the bull lowered his head.
Waste products, spending red across the tile floor.
Industry is my only joy now, lamb in the wolf's jaw.
Hazardous and chemical, waste to overthrow the iron law of wages.
Thinking of things of that nature, please call 312-791-6113 for a list of flammable gases. Does anybody else want to read some?
I'll read the icons on the next page.
Okay.
Chicago, we're glad you're here. Richard M. Dipley?
Daily.
Mayor.
Uh-huh.
Chicago, we're glad you're here. Richard M. Daley, Mayor. Chicago, we're glad you're here. Richard M. Daley, Mayor.
Now the U, is that a tourist or is that Chicago?
Well, I think it works both ways, right? But it's actually also poetry because look how they've got a pen in the middle of it, sort of like a pen. Here's the thing about Richard Daley is that people ever heard of this Joan Jett Black, this transvestite political activist who ran a presidential campaign when George Bush the first ran the first time, which had as a campaign's slogan "Lick Bush" in 02 or whatever, or whenever it was, 88 or whatever, but before that, he ran in Chicago against Mayor Daley. Uh-huh. And the political campaign slogan was, "Fuck Dick Daley with my Dick Daley."
Oh, that's fantastic. Wow.
I just think it's the most fantastic campaign slogan I've ever heard.
Shit.
Fuck Dick Daley with my Dick Daley.
Oh my
just say
God.
It over and over again.
How did the media handle that? I mean, was there any acknowledgement at all that this
person... They
marched
in the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Uh-huh.
Got they had a whole bunch of, like, sort of bodyguards around them, you know, and they got a lot of, like, hassle. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, it was, like, before I was in Chicago, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know if they had any memory of it. I was just reading, you know, somebody's chapter about it, and I was like, that's great, you know? What a great slogan.
Yeah. Bat and Toad abroad. It sounds like Frog and Toad are friends.
Right. This is Frog and Toad, but by this time it's like I thought it would be a bat instead. It'd be a more cool adventure. And then the next part is supposed to be like because those Frog and Toad books are always about like they're like I'm so nervous to be on the road, Toad. Don't worry, Frog. You know what I mean. So this is like the next part is their instructions.
Bat and Toad abroad. Planet's cool. Follow rules.
That's what they always did, you know? History can have no end save the projection of personality. State officers pertaining.
The common good of unity in the picture.
Despite bursting pressure, low as a window's rays falling on a washer.
In the back of which, since the flight from hence,
and then this next part is supposed to be the Odyssey. We mourned a yard each night while he messed up all over the world. A pressure-reducing valve found in industrial society.
He gets out a utility knife.
Relating, not having traversed, locomotive to distance day after day.
She asked, would I consider her location, being where anchoring is requested, said I.
Your blueprint should be faxed. And in this part, I'll read this quote. I put this in here because, A, it's kind of straightforward, sort of like political history. So it's the kind of text which sees itself as being completely utilitarian. You know, it's like, it imagines that its methodology is like reporting the facts. You know, but also what it's actually reporting is this really fantastic thing because it's about the staging of this opera Gettysburg made by the Public Music Project. It's like part of the Roosevelt's Public Works Administration projects was this the Federal Music Project, which was going to like compose music by and about America, and then put it on for free, so the idea was that like one thing you could do is as to stimulate the economy is to like educate the workers in like what symphonies sound like because it's like democratic, so we need to get our democratic culture back in gear, you know, and so it's about how like this event happened and in history, and it was just the staging of this particular opera on a particular time and how it turned out. The FMP, which is the Federal Music Project, hoped to create similar excitement with the 1938 opera, Gettysburg, as many communities planned to hold celebrations and commemorative assemblies in 1938 to honor the 75th anniversary of the battle and Lincoln's speech at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Which I think is just already really funny. I mean, who knew that, like, in 1938, all these, like, local communities around the country were like, we're gonna have it's Gettysburg Day. The federal government planned to bring the remaining Civil War veterans, this is like Roosevelt administration, they've got a fucking good idea, you know? They're gonna bring the remaining Civil War veterans to Gettysburg to join President Roosevelt at the gala celebration from June 30th to July 6th. It's like a whole week with all these veterans, you know? On Independence Day, some 150,000 people did turn out to hear the president's speech, which, like, in 1938, that's like two people today.
Right,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like nothing. That's like no members of the fucking population. You know? Including 2,000 blue and gray veterans and 50 from the battle itself. Roosevelt equated Lincoln's struggle and the Battle of Gettysburg to the problems America faced in 1938, which I feel like is exactly what, like, presidents always do in, like, commemorative speeches, you know
right.
what I mean? When Lincoln struggled with weapons of steel and lead, Roosevelt battled with, wait a minute, reason and justice in order to preserve, just as Lincoln had, a people's government for the people's good. You're like, God damn, you know what I mean? Like, when you put reason up on the table, you know, that's pretty hardcore. You know? It's like, we have what we have to do. Back then, they were fighting to, like, over industry. But what we have to do is learn how to educate you dumb motherfuckers so that you will be good citizens. You know what I mean? It's like an entirely different government project.
It's a pretty strange use of... I'm thinking about the last September 11th. Everyone was thinking of speeches. George Tadney.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than writing his own speech, he just recited the Gettysburg Address. It's like a totally different spin, like the utility of reciting the Gettysburg Address.
It was the worst reciting ever.
Really? Not so much that his performance made her bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, Franklin Roosevelt, you know, had a very interesting cultivating this 75-year-old event for something that might be potentially positive. Well, I guess in fact, probably not the same thing, but it's interesting.
No, it's totally interesting. I mean, I love the palimpsest use of like key speeches, you know what I mean, that come back, which is like, that's obviously like, that's the one, you know what I mean? Like, why? Because it's short. It's like probably actually why, you know what I mean? Like actual moment by moment, it's like short and sweet, you know what I mean? Because like, it was like, because when you actually go back and read the Gettysburg Address, my feeling was I really thought that now that I'm educated, I'm going to understand it at least as an interesting document or something.
Right,
I felt I'm really disappointed by it.
Nope, something you read on the train.
I feel exactly, yeah. I feel about it exactly the way Lincoln did, you know what I mean? Which is like, please don't continue to quote that piece of shit. You know what I mean? Which is like, he maintained to his death.
Focus on prices. Safely return from the store each morning. Past tanks humming, at no additional cost to you, like a multiple line telephone.
Standard equipment? I'll take it. It was like a traffic event, a tow vehicle's time of day lengthening our concerns.
Power not in man, but the instruments he uses.
That's supposed to be like Williams on like a Marx trip.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like William Lyon's brains of mine. Inform your show manager. The high school is being run by puppet lackeys who refer to wood as wood byproducts.
And if you are not sufficiently certified...
There is no sitting on the porch.
Which is flat, non-usage based. This basic service is a dedicated link. It does not require being high on speed.
An advance, yes, but still a standard rate.
Like all services, and despite tight budgets, this service can be delivered via a phone line, terminating in an RJ-11 jack.
You can sit on the back porch, one at a time, for a flat fee.
We believe this principle should be further extended.
Which is also, I have to say, absolutely fucking true, because it's like this policy of the, when they move people in Chicago from the modernist high-rise complexes to the sort of postmodernist scattered site housings. And you can look, you can actually look them up online.
You're talking about public housing.
The public housing, yeah. When they moved into the new public housing, because the idea was they would go into mixed neighborhoods where there was like people of other economic classes, you know what I mean? And so there are all these rules that you have to have if you want to live in one of these houses. I mean, the people who live right next door to you are like middle class people in these communities who don't have any rules. That's the way I have to live, you know what I mean? And you can look them up, the rules are posted on a website by the Chicago Housing Authority, and they're like, at no time can you have more than one person sitting on your front porch.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Man.
At no time can the music be above, like, volume 4. at no time, we will do spot check inspections. I see Chicago housing officer can come into your home at any time of the day, with unannounced. And if they find beer cans on the floor, you know, like marks on the wall, like poor drainage in the dishes in the sink, you will be kicked, will kick you out of your fucking house.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That's Jesus like public Christ. Housing, you know what I mean? Which is like, which is, I guess it's, it belongs in here just because of the, because there's the Roosevelt administration, you know what I mean? Like, they were bad, but they weren't like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's insane. That's insane. That's an insane bullshit going on there. And there's no way you could ever live up to the rules, which people don't, and they get their ass kicked right back out, you know? Like, nobody gets to stay. That's their, they did this because there was, like, X number of people, like, I think 30,000 people that were living in high-rise housing, and they only built 10,000 low-rise sites.
Oh, right, right.
So they have to, so this way, like, one person goes in, and then, yeah, you just circulate them, and you're like, we put you in a house, and you just couldn't follow the rules. So you don't get to stay in it. You know what I mean? Which is, like, an insidious, kind of brilliant thing to do as a city, you know
right,
what I
yeah,
mean? Like,
yeah.
The utility of it is smart, it's just completely inhuman, you know?
I think that's, is that somebody like hanging out in the bathroom in there making ghost noises?
It could actually be a ghost. It's very possible.
Similar, the hay and the straw.
That's utter nonsense. Just divert it. But let's not go into it. A lack here suggesting you had a burden to bear. As I was saying, there was a reason you lacked that particularly. You went to the man, you talked.
What I'm suggesting is that the United States loves the world. It seems quite evident.
Trouble with your agricultural interest anticipated, call us. Our discount doctrine is useful equals good. Note, our water is cold. If you need hot, my love, fair, my gay water.
You'll perform to get your food stamps, coming right back on right contact without the use of ladders.
Art. It just goes on, you know, it persists. Maybe somebody should check that out. Maybe somebody's having a bad time, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, totally. It's like being an haunted house, man.
It's great.
It's like an Abbott and Costello film. That's what it's like.
It's true. There should be more haunted houses anyway, you know what I mean? I'm way into that. Haunted house. Mulberry scrub oak. A little play area. We must raise value of its consequences.
Most normal-looking people on the streets today, nutballs.
If we focus, let it be as broad as possible.
Oh, now there are children.
This could be a breakdown of the social fabric.
If we focus, let it be on the largest possible.
Let us pump these liquids into 55-gallon drums. Balance pleasure over pain.
Translate this presentation.
Clear fluidity of water rushing silently over stone.
Like a home utility service.
We arrive.
Felt vibration pads, base plates.
Separate in memory. My sister, who spent her entire life on public assistance, from the opening of all Oklahoma to the homestead.
To this great cause, which needs both use and art for a solid connection, be sure to ring your manager.
They need somewhere to play.
So resolve concerns no worse than the fair settlement I feared. Expensive and dilatory litigation.
Like stock in metric tubing, not fitting nuts or bolts.
They will be yellow. They will fit American standards.
Adapt or fall downstairs.
I'm very concerned about the walls in here. I don't see no thugs hanging out in the aisles. No performances by carpenters.
I guess we've got to get over our ghetto mentality. Try 312-747-1406 or contact me at 312-791-6113. Use your telephone.
Usage charges will apply.
Focus your service. Blue-shirted
plumbers responsible for all
connections and drain. The growth of power is not in man, but the instruments he uses.
Think Big Bird's sister.
From Africa, she said.
Think installation, interconnecting equipment like a big young bird manipulated by a half-inch bolt.
Which I just have to interrupt to say that this is that was a quote from this somebody who was in this documentary who said she was describing herself, and she said, "Think Big Bird's sister from Africa."
Wow.
I was like, that is a fantastic fucking description of yourself. Oh, that's great. And then this next part is Abby Hoffman again. If there are two payphones next to each other, call long distance on one and put coins in the other. No exceptions, poor soul.
Epoxy is not allowed.
Effective spring 1999.
How beautiful you were, organized into a single force, heaters condemning in unmeasured terms the action of, she said, maids and men, center of my sinful earth.
Now focus on installation. Dismantle all voice for repair. If a detection room has been assigned to you, a theoretical plan like a metallic raceway.
Electric metallic tubing or flexible metallic crates.
Flicked on the floor like ashes.
A product literature.
So used.
Contact the Director of Operations at 312-567-8294.
7. Electrical and neon must conform to the city.
8. We reserve the right to their bases in Inchicore to refuse items that don't meet specifications.
And I knew that these wings
would outwear
slathering yellow grease upon the black rubber.
An excessive amount of wear.
And tear.
Only hang the greatest number.
Fitness for some purpose on
the front porch.
Okay, and then the last part, which now I have to read to you because it's so good. It's also about public housing. This is Henri Lefebvre on public housing projects in France. Written as part of his A Critique of Daily Life. That's what it's called, A Critique of Daily Life. And it's this total 68 document. And he argues that public housing projects are like hotbeds for terrorism, basically. Such aspirations that become demanding do not arrest the development of terrorism. Housing rights, which could turn building into a public service, are far from being recognized as rights. The state, by intervening in this problem, has modified the practice, but not the theory. It has produced new towns, and so here he's talking about the development of these big concrete housing projects,
Le Corbusier, kind of.
Exactly. But for the unemployed, produce new towns whose main characteristics are immensely obvious. They are public dormitories for the recuperation, in more senses than one, of laborers and workers ejected from the city center. Oh, another thing to point out is that this entire part is one sentence. And it's one of those beautifully constructed sentences I think I've ever seen. It's so good. the city center, and at the same time, the present, the shortage of lodgings is part of terrorism as it hangs threatening over the young and not only the young. The housing problem still exacts its sacrifice of the best years of their lives from a social group whose members are mainly recruited among the young proletariat or lower middle classes. These people must first settle to earn the right to live, after which, if they are not completely exhausted, they can begin to think about living. Only think about it, mind you, coming to life as they do through a long, disheartening struggle. And they have survived.
Yes. This
is beautiful, beautiful that he holds that.
Yeah.
And then he suddenly tacks on at the end of that sentence, you know, and they have. They do live. Like, I also, like, believe in the, like, I believe in the cultural production that one gets out of, like, public housing projects. They are living. They are, like, producing art and, like, producing culture. You know what I mean?
Critique of everyday life.
What's that?
Critique of everyday life.
Yes, that's it. Everyday life, yes. So the whole thing turns out to be about, like, public housing projects. I now realize, like, I mean, that's what this little thing is about.
Right. Well, in that sense, the show and display material and, like, not being able to sit on the porch are of a piece, you know?
Yes, that's right. Not being able to show yourself. Anyway, thank you, everybody.